Hello everyone, welcome to Gospel in the Air, a 30-minute devotional program that will inspire and encourage your daily walk with Jesus. May I invite you to join me in this short devotional meditation. May you be enlightened with new insights for living as the Spirit of God reveals His passion for humankind to be saved, that is, that no one should perish, but all will come to repentance. But before we begin our devotion, let's have a word of prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day. You are forever faithful and good to us. Bless your holy name. I thank you for using this radio program as your instrument in proclaiming your gospel in the air, in bringing people's faith to your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Bless our devotional meditation today, that it may bring result and that people will accept your offer of grace. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Our devotional meditation is based on the Old Testament. In the book of Numbers, chapter 13 and 14, and it is entitled, Desiring God's Best for Our Lives. After 2 years and 2 months since the exodus of the Hebrew people from Egypt, they move up northeast from Sinai to the desert of Paran. They encamp here and Moses sent 12 men to spy the land of Canaan. He said to them, "Go and explore the land. See what kind of people they are, whether they're strong or weak, few or many, what kind of land they possess, whether good or bad, what kind of towns they have. Look whether these are walled or fortified. Study their soil. Look whether they are fertile or poor. Do they have trees or not?" And then he said to them, "Do your best to bring back some of the fruits of the land." These people who were sent to explore the land were no ordinary people. They were the chosen leaders of the Israelites, representing each of the tribes. And then they came back and reported that the land was rich and fertile, flowing with milk and honey. But it is a land of powerful people, having cities that are strongly fortified with high walls. When the people heard this, they began to grumble and complain to Moses. They disobeyed God by refusing to go forward, except for Joshua and Caleb, who rallied the people behind to continue their quest to reach the promised land. But they did not listen. As a result, God punished them by enduring the harsh condition of the desert for 40 years. And out of the 12 spies, only Joshua and Caleb believed in a great God. Joshua and Caleb stood their ground and believed God. They didn't have any second thoughts about what God can do to them. Caleb intimated to the people his sincere belief in God by saying, "Let us go and possess the land, because the Lord is with us." Both Joshua and Caleb were not threatened in any way, but believe they can overcome the inhabitants of Canaan because of their knowledge and what they have experienced with the living God, who performed great miracles for their sake. They have witnessed how God manifested His glory to Pharaoh and the whole of Egypt by the plagues He brought about, causing great casualty to their property, life, and limb. They have experienced walking into dry land at the middle of a great ocean called Red Sea that was parted into two for them to be saved from the onslaught of a marauding great army in iron chariots who were all drowned consequently. They were witnesses of God's abounding love and mercy, for his provisions of clouds during the day and the pillar of fire during the night on their sojourn in the wilderness. They were provided with food every day, without lapse, with heavenly bread called manna in the morning and meat of quail in the evening. Joshua and Caleb were mindful of knowing them well. They were not only knowledgeable, but have experienced God's miracles. This is how they are convicted in a big and great God, not like the 10 other spies who have lost their confidence. How easily they forgot the Lord's miracles. Today, I want to share with you some insights that will help your growth in your faith based on our topic entitled Desiring God's Best for Our Lives. The first is that because of Joshua and Caleb's faith in God, it brought out the best in them. They saw and experienced the miracles of God, and because of this, they became risk takers. They were not threatened with the impression how great and powerful the land and the people they explored and saw. Instead, they trusted even more the Almighty God rather than to listen to the voice of the people. Their uncompromising stand on what they believe in and how they persistently pursued to stand on the side of God were accounted to their favor. They did not only see how God worked with and for them, but they truly felt his abounding love and mercy toward them. But for the rest of the Israelites, they only saw the miracles of God, but they have never experienced the reality of God in their personal life. There is no real intimacy and in-depth knowledge of who this God is to them. There is no found faith in them, but doubt. Theirs is best described by the Apostle James when he said, "He who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does." James chapter 1, 6 through 8. Indeed, they were punished for their unbelief. Numbers 14 and 35 echoes God's frustrations against Israel when he said, "I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this whole wicked community which had banded together against me. They will meet their end in the desert. Here they will die." But for Joseph and Caleb, they were the only ones in that generation who were spared from God's wrath, and only the two of them were able to enter Canaan, the promised land. How blessed they were. Because of their experience with God, it brought out the best in them. They trusted God and believed him that he alone can make a difference in their lives, even how gloomy their future is. Their attitude was marked differently from the rest of the Israelites, not only because of their knowledge of God's miracles, but also because of their real life experience with a big God. The same holds true with you today, is it not? Once you experience the reality of God in your daily walk with him, everything will change the way you deal with your life. I mean everything. God will transform your old self into something new as you allow his Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to lead you. Philippians 4:24. But let's be honest. To be a Christian is not a bed of roses. The road to Calvary is not always smooth and easy, but it is sometimes rugged, dusty, and bumpy. There are a lot to hurdle, and along the way, you might even slip and fall if you are not careful. But cheer up, my friend. Don't be disappointed or dismayed, and be like one of them, the Israelites who lost hope and abandoned their faith because of their nearsightedness with the cares of this life. They only see today and don't look beyond. They are the kind of people who are easily discouraged and complain a lot. These are the people who look always on the negative side and have nothing to compliment but always complaining. Their hearts are hardened and their eyes blinded despite being eyewitnesses of the many miracles God did to them. Are you faced with insurmountable problems and the prospect of a better days ahead are being far from what you have expected? Like Joshua and Caleb, who stood against all odds but faithfully relied on God for their life, did not fear to face the roaring mob. Committed to the Lord, no matter what. Just hold on and tighten your grip of faith, even you don't see any result at the moment. Just hold on and be strong. Be of courage. Don't give up. Continue to hold fast with your faith. Secondly, because of Joshua and Caleb's faith in a big God, it developed a strong character in them. Strong characters were developed in them. One is their courage to face an unbelieving people. And second, their reputation as leaders who have the backbone to make a stand on their decision. Take note how the people reacted when Caleb tried to encourage them in their distress and desperation. The Bible says, the whole assembly talked about stoning them, Numbers 14:10. Instead of being grateful for being prodded and motivated to make a stand in the Lord, instead of appreciating the courage and unwavering faith of these two men of God, who reminded them of the unlimited power of a big God who had proven time and time again of the miracles, signs, and wonders He did for them in the past. What did they give in return to them? They wanted them killed. They said, stone these people unto death. That was the resounding cry of fear and desperation, coupled by anger and regret for leaving Egypt. How disappointing even for the Lord Himself, who was greatly dismayed of their unbelief. And this is how what the Bible described the feeling of God on them. How long will these people treat me with contempt? How long will they refuse to believe me, in spite of all the miraculous signs I perform among them? Numbers 14:11. We cannot blame these people because they have not yet fully known the Lord. This was only their second year and second month wandering in the wilderness from the time they got out of Egypt. They were still in their embryonic stage in knowing and learning more deeply who is this great I Am, the God who sent Moses for this enduring mission. In short, they were still young in their faith. They have not yet grown up in their faith. The influence of their previous lifestyle in Egypt was still their stand or standard of living, which they find it so hard to be their greatest struggle, as being shown by their incessant complaints and grumbling against Moses. We can only empathize with them, especially with Moses, Aaron, Joshua, and Caleb. Do you see a parallel of your life in this story? Which one of them would you identify your faith in God right now? Is it one with a backbone like that of Joshua and Caleb, or with those stiff-necked people who used to grumble and keep complaining to Moses because of unbelief? My friend, God has a message for you today. He wants you to have faith with backbone on it. God wants to see in you a faith that is anchored and well settled despite all the trials you are facing right now. The Israelites were greatly terrified and completely devastated by the news regarding their future prospect with Canaan because of its greatness and the powerful people living in it. All of their hopes have been gone. How can they ever win a war against a powerful nation? How can they overcome a nation protected with high walls and having the most powerful army on earth? There is now an uprising against Moses, and they wanted to kill him, including Aaron, Caleb, and Joshua. This all because of their unbelief. Is your life right now also being threatened with a bad prospect of a gloomy future? You might be facing some pressing problems in your life today. Maybe you're facing a financial crisis, or marital relationship, or a lingering illness, or unemployment, or maybe a passing away of a loved one, and the list goes on. Be of courage and do not lose your faith in God to face them squarely like Joshua and Caleb did. As a result of their unwavering faith in God, they won God's favor. God blessed them so much. Their lives were spared from the angry mobs, and they received what was promised to them. My friend, have your backbone of faith. Keep trusting the Lord. Believe Him no matter what. Don't give up. Have your knees bent before His throne of grace. Cry out loud to Him until you receive His promise to you. In principle, the promise of the Lord through Jeremiah in chapter 29, verse 11, is also applicable to you today. His promise is this: "For I know your plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Probably, you are on your bed gravely ill and seemingly there is no prospect for a bright future. Or maybe you're addicted to drugs or alcohol, and it seems there is no way out for that kind of vice. God has a reason why He created you in the first place. He has purpose for your life. In short, there is a reason to live and a reason to die. If you've been faithful to Him since the time you've received His offer of grace to you, and you're experiencing all these trials now, just continue to hold on to your grip of faith. He knows more than what you know about your life. Just keep trusting Him, because the Bible promises unto the faithful that he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Matthew 24:13. Commit your faith in God. Never stop believing what God can do for you. Commit your lingering illness, your financial crisis, your broken relationship, your marital problem, your heartache, your brokenness, all your problems unto Him. If you desire God's best for your life, never lose your grip of faith, but hold on. Do not allow your circumstances to fail you, but allow it to bring you closer to God. To those who have not yet committed their lives to God, I want to introduce to you Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is God's Son, who came into this world by taking the form of a man and died on the cross to redeem you from your sin. But after 3 days, He rose from the grave and returned to His throne in heaven with His Father. Someday He will come back again. He will come to judge the world. especially for those who did not obey His gospel. Now He is coming soon, and He will not delay it. Will you be ready then to meet Him when He comes? The Bible assures and warns humanity about the seriousness of the gospel message. In John 5:28 and 29 say, "Do not be amazed at this, for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear His voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live, and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned." Why don't you decide now and follow Jesus? It's not yet too late for you to make a change. I challenge you to make that commitment to accept the Lord Jesus Christ and make Him your Lord and Savior. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." John 14:6. "Indeed, there is no other way whereby a man will be saved except through Jesus Christ only. It is Jesus Christ and only through Him that we are saved." How long has it been that you keep hearing His offer of salvation? How long has it been that you keep closing your heart to His offer of grace? My friend, I invite you to the Author of Life and to the finisher of your faith. Heaven will be yours. Let us pray. Thank you, dear Lord, for this opportunity of sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. May you continue to touch lives through this radio program so that they may be brought into your fold. I pray, Father God, that the message today come not simply with words, but also with power, with the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. In Jesus' name, amen. It is my prayer that you've been blessed today. Tune into this program, Gospel in the Air, every Sunday from 7:30 to 8 o'clock in the morning. Gospel in the Air is a radio devotional ministry of Cornerstone Christian Church. You can email or call us with this address and telephone number, www.cornerstonemaui.org. And you can call us or send your text message to this number, 808-463-8859. Again, this is your host, Brother Danny Marantanbanku, saying, keep punching the good fight of faith. Mahalo.
There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. Darkness breaks to light, and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. I will.